talk about within the LGBT community?
I like to call it the LGBTQ&A community because there's so many questions and answers.
Despite the controversy, Kate Pearson says she's really proud of her first solo effort. She says it's been like having wings. I'm Vince Pearson, again, no relation, NPR News. I won't take a hit in the mosh pit.
I don't ever sit front rows for losers. She spells it differently, people. Kate Pearson's album is called Guitars and Microphones. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Just a handful of days remain before the 2015 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And tickets are going rather quickly, so if you've been putting that off, wondering how the weather might be, or trying to decide how to fit it into your schedule, today would be a great day to get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300, or you can actually get them online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Right there on the homepage, just page down a little bit, and you'll see a link to purchase your ticket. Full day is anticipated. It is a WASDE report day. So we will discuss the implications of that new report all day long about corn and soybeans, livestock, and whatever else is in your mind. Get a Continental breakfast and a Beef House lunch, all for $25. Chris Hurt will be there with his take on livestock. Murray Wise will talk about land values, and Sue Martin will talk about her take on futures for 2015 and beyond. We hope you can join us. Give us a call at 217-333-7300. Hard red winter March wheat is 537 up 5 3/4. Soft March 512 up 6 1/4. March corn 385 1/2 up 6 3/4. July 401 1/2 up 7. December 417 up 6 1/2. March soybeans 1022 1/2 up 23 1/4. July 1028 up 22 1/2. November 997 up 17 1/4. March soybean meal 357 10 up 880. March soybean oil at 31.57 is up 43. February live cattle 155.50 down 52 1/2. March feeders 196.45 down 162 1/2. And April lean hogs are 68.40 and they are up 7 1/2.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
So do you know where Highway BR-163 is?
No, but I'm going to guess that it's in Brazil, and that's a place where those truckers are blockading things.
Yeah, it's the main highway from Mato Grosso to the ports, and it carries 70% of Mato Grosso soybeans.
Yeah, and that's probably the big headline of the day, Dave, is the trucker strike in Brazil, and that they do have guns and that they are really slowing it down there. You know, they've got a fair amount of beans at the port here now. They're going right along and haven't lost a step so far as loading anything, and we haven't seen any switching of destination back to the U.S. because of it. But the scare of it all pushed us through the 1,500-day moving average and caught a lot of buy stops and turned a lot of the algos on this morning here with this kind of movement. We did not look for this kind of movement coming into this morning. We thought we'd see a little bit higher, a little firmer after the way we closed yesterday. But with the South American weather looking good, and China basically not in the market because they're still out on holiday, we did not look for this big a movement when we started the day, but it is here and it has happened.
Well, the harvest already behind schedule in Mato Grosso at 34%. I think they were around 48% last year. I guess traders are not just concerned about this blockage, but also about the possible the possibility that there could be a strike beyond the blockage, which we've seen in the past.
And the stevedores generally go out in the middle of loading out the whole bunch of boats there. It's their best time, their best leverage at the time, and we generally do see their government come in and get some sort of reasonable settlement between them to coming through to keep them going, to keep their economy rolling. But we're somewhat surprised. The government did say they would do a survey on this, and generally they come in, it's just how soon will they come in to end this. You know, one of the things that possibly is going on, too, is we hear that it's not just the blockade of the beans to the port, but diesel fuel back away from the areas out into the farming areas that they will need for their combines to continue harvest, too. So there is a double-edged sword to this, keeping on carrying on with that. And we also have to respect the moving averages that we broke this morning. And Janet Yellen's supposed to talk maybe this afternoon. They're going to have meetings today and tomorrow. And any indication that the interest rates staying where they're at instead of any increase in the future here, the more that's delayed, the more we might see a little weakness come into the dollar, which might help the situation also.
Yeah, I think that the Fed Chair, Janet Yellen, has begun her testimony before the Senate Banking Committee, suggests that at least for the next 2 months they're going to remain patient, which suggests no increase at least until June. And then she's also saying that if unemployment continues to be weaken, in other words, go lower, that any rate increase might be tied to that 2% inflation number.
Yeah, and of course that just sort of takes a little air out of the balloon that's been floating the U.S. dollar a little higher than everything else. So, that's one of the things along with this going on. So, two or three things in the balance.
So I have to ask you, if we're at 9.97 and a quarter on November soybeans right now on the daily composite, should we go above $10 on a settlement basis? Do you think a possible move to 10.25 is in the cards?
Well, I mean, the charts would say so. It's hard to visualize the fundamentals taking us there. If this strike could continue a little while, if we could see a couple of things happen, maybe the weather change a little bit. Probably the one thing we might see is a little bit of strengthening in the corn market, because if the harvest delays farther, we're going to see less Safrina corn down there also, which might be something that will pull things up today. But I would say, technically, that's a great possibility.
And we'll have to see what the rest of the week brings, but at least today's move in corn kind of repairs the chart technically.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're putting back on what we took off yesterday. We're still in the range. The corn has not broke out of the range like the beans did this morning.
So anywhere between 410 and 420, essentially, is where we've been for, 15 trading sessions,
yeah,
maybe.
For quite a while. And, we're still there in the corn. We want to sell the upper end of that basically along the way. So, I mean, if we would happen to get a move where beans would pull us on up in the 430 to 440, we want to get aggressive with pricing for new crop corn.
Let me ask you about lean hogs. Nearby 68.35, you can take cash 20% under. You're going to see a big move at the retail, do you think, soon on hogs?
Well, I think that the, we saw the cold storage report told us we had a lot of beef and pork in storage. The big thing that's going to help the pork here right now, and hopefully if we got the stevedore strike straightened out on the West Coast, and hopefully that's going to move a lot of meat on out or keep it so it can start moving here, and that should help our pork industry.
What else are you keeping an eye on today before we let you go?
Well, we've been keeping a close eye on the crude oil. It's up a little bit here today. We're approaching the $50 mark again, and I think the longer we stay right around $50, that below $30 talk that is going on for a long time sort of seems to get stifled down a little bit. So I think that's one thing that is helping our ethanol too.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Steve.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter March wheat is 537 and a quarter up 6. Soft March, 512 up 6 and a quarter. March corn is 385 and a quarter up 6 and a half. July, 401 and a quarter up 6 and 3 quarters. December, 417 up 6 and a half. March soybeans, 1023 and 3 quarters up 24 and a half. July, 1029 up 23. November, 997 and a half up 17 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 357.60 up 930. March soybean oil, 31.58 up 44. February live cattle, 155.40 down 62 and a half. March feeder cattle, 196.15 down 192 and one half. And April lean hogs are 68.75 and they're up 47 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.